By the close of this lesson, you should know how to identify the pieces of ABLIPS 2 that affect how archiving works, identify the configuration files of ABLIPS 2 that control archiving and its timing, identify and access the two GUIs that comprise the archiver, be able to generate an archive case, be able to configure the archiver retention times and add new datasets to the archiver, both with the help of job aids, refer to specific examples that involve local data, and identify how the output of the ABLIPS 2 archiver relates to the West 2 bridge.